The coronavirus pandemic has disproportionately impacted Latinos in Sonoma County. According to county data, Latinos are more than 3 times as likely to be infected with coronavirus than other residents. Although nearly 30% of the population, Latinos are 71% of coronavirus infections. Additionally, some workers report they aren't being paid by their employer when they take sick days, and some fear they might be fired if they call in sick. Irma Garcia is an organizer with North Bay Organizing Project's Immigrant Defense Task Force. She says the one-time emergency financial aid being offered by the county is just a drop in the bucket.
Solamente se ayuda una vez.
Aid happens once because rent is owed each month and bills are also owed every month. It's not enough. It simply is not enough. You help me once, but it's not going to cover all of my needs. We need policies that include us so that we are just like any other resident of Sonoma County, so that we don't have to feel desperate. Am I going to end up homeless because I won't have funds to cover my sick days?
Given the financial urgency facing working class residents, Garcia says many have no choice but to work. Advocates urge county supervisors to strengthen protections for essential workers by beefing up enforcement and penalties for employers who defy COVID-19 workplace mandates, build coronavirus testing infrastructure that ensures same-day or next-day results, and provide financial assistance for workers who have to quarantine. Garcia says they've made their recommendations known to the county, and they're still waiting for a response. Advocates demand the county also do more to protect undocumented workers who've been historically excluded from worker protections, such as paid sick leave, health care, and unemployment benefits. Omar Medina is coordinator of UndocuFund, a mutual aid project that launched in 2017 to serve the undocumented community after the Tubbs fire. He says the organization has distributed $5 million in aid since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, and most applicants say they're unable to pay their rent.
The need that exists out there is immense. As we enter the holiday season, I've seen an increase in people's desperation, looking for more aid. And you have people that haven't been able to pay the rent for months. And there is, you know, kind of a moratorium on evictions for now. But I've encountered people that, you know, they owe $8,000+ and don't know what they're going to do.
Earlier this month, Sonoma County's newly established Office of Equity teamed up with La Plaza, a nonprofit based in Santa Rosa, to launch the COVID-19 Urgent Response and Aid Cura project to help direct Latino residents to supportive services such as free food, COVID-19 testing, legal aid, and emergency financial assistance. While advocates applaud the move as a step in the right direction, they say the average one-time payout of $1,700 falls short of the need because it barely covers the average cost of 1 month's rent in Sonoma County. Gabriela Orantes is the Just Recovery Fellow at the North Bay Organizing Project. She says some of the county's shortcomings can be traced back to the county's disaster response in 2017, when her organization identified a lack of language access in the county's emergency communication. Orantes says the county's emergency communication has improved. She says pertinent county information delivered online through platforms like Facebook and the county's website are almost always in Spanish, but more needs to be done to include marginalized voices. For instance, she says immigrant representatives should be invited to attend the county's disaster planning meetings. I'm Chris Lee reporting for KPFA.